lishma. We nailed it. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina is whether or not we're choishesh that if we allow two, that maybe an isha is going to get involved and it's going to mess things up. Isha or isha atzma, something like that. That's the machlokes. In other words, really everyone agrees that two in theory should be good. Why is two in theory good? Because really you need three. But you have three because shlech nasa eid ve'eid nasa dayin, so it's not a problem. The problem is what happens if it ends up being the isha or the isha atzma, whatever it is, then it's going to mess things up. Do we, because of that, always require three or not? That seems to be the machlekes. We nailed it. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavose di Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe get me din esayom. Nasnu la v'lai omar la b'fanai nechtam f'nai nechtam. What happens if a person means get me din esayom? It doesn't say f'nai nechtam f'nai nechtam. Yoitze v'havlad mamzer di Rab Meir. Rav Meir says the din is she's going to have to yoitze. Rashi explains, what does it mean yoitze? Yoitze means mishinissus begetzeh. If she would marry a second person, she'd have to leave from him. She's already getting divorced from the first guy. That's not the problem. Yoitze means from the other. If she would now use this get, which doesn't have a fanei nechtam, to marry someone else, what would we tell her? Lady, you've got to leave your second husband. Yoitze mishinissus begetzeh v'avlad mamzer. It's pretty intense. Divrei Rav Meir. Chamoimim ein avlad mamzer. Ketzad ya'aze. What should you do? Yitleno heimeno. Take it from her. V'yachzer v'yitnenela. And give it back to her. Bifnei shnayim. V'yoymer. Bifanei nechta. Bifanei nechta. That's the braisa. Now we're going to get sidetracked on the braisa, but let's just remember what we brought the braisa for. Why do we bring the braisa? For two words in this braisa. That's what we brought it. What were the two words? Bifnei shnayim. We're trying to see, do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, paskin like Rabbi Chanina? Well, guess what? What does it say in the braisa? You give it two. In front of two. Tanya kavose, Rabbi Yochanan. And that's really why we brought this, and we can technically close up shop here, but the Gemara now gets all involved in this braisa, trying to understand what's going on in this braisa. So let's go back for a second. What's the case? The case is a man brings a get from Dina Sayyam and he gives it to her and doesn't say b'fanechtam. But let's look again at the lashon of the braisa. What does it say? It says, it's nice na lo v'loy omar lo b'fanechtam b'fanechtam. Again, the braisa says, who are you saying b'fanechtam b'fanechtam to? Sounds like to her. If you look in the side, those of us that have the Agos V'tziyunim, so they bring that the Rashash says, Tosis has a different Girsa. Tosis of Gimel Amid Beis, who brings this Gemara, just says, he's Nasna V'loi Amar B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. Takes out the word La. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you look later on in the same Gemara, it says, Ketzad Yase, Yitlena Heimeno, Yachsu Yitnena La B'fanei Shnaim V'yoymar. B'fanei Nechta V'fanei Nechta. What does the Gemara leave out? Yeah. Word La. Sounds maybe like you have the gears of Tosis.
Well, there it doesn't mean anything. I'm saying you take it from her and you give it back to her and you say fanechta. Obviously she's there.
I hear it. It doesn't over there. It's interesting. Yeah. Are we goyris law? We not goyris law. Well, the Nemuki Yosef is goyris law. The Nemuki Yosef says over here that you do say it, and he brings b'shem Rav Meir, the ritz of b'shem Rav Meir, that the shliach has to say fanechta fanechta lefnei ha'isha. He's medayik in this lashon. It says lo amar lo. We saw before. The Gemara said that you say it. What was the lashon we saw? You say it to them. Remember that lashon? 2 days ago. What? No. It was lashon in the Gemara before. Amar lehu. Ema lehu, the funenech lefunenechtem. Ema lehu means say to them, was the Gemara before. And so the Gemara before says you're saying to the Edim. Now the Ritva is being, now you say it to the Isha. So the Ritva says, it's not that you say it to the Isha. You say it to the Edim. But you have to say it in front of the Isha. That's what it means. It means you didn't say it in front of her. It's just saying it should happen in front of her.
What's the logic? Who cares if
she's
in
front of her? Says the Ritva. The reason is, ki heichi deleiduk. That's going to add to your meidak daik. We remember the shliach gets his nemanos. Why? Because he's meidak daik. The Gemara says, because it says in front of two, in front of three. Well, let's add to that. And let's say in front of the Isha. That will also... that will pump up the Medak Daik, says the Nemuki Yosef. But the Nemuki Yosef ends with the following thing. Mihu I Omer Le'edim V'lo Omer L'dida Shari Lan Tzuve. If you say it to the Edim, you don't say it to her, L'di'eved, it's okay.
She's not going against
he's bringing, it. It's the Nemuki Yosef, the name of the Ritva.
She might not know about it. She's not really going against it.
Again, what happens like this. The Shliach came in and said, B'fanachtam, and did not, the Isha did not hear it. The Isha did not hear it, okay? So, and he didn't say it in front of her. Can she now go and, is that considered a good b'fanach? It wasn't a wise b'fanach, wasn't like l'chatchila b'fanach, wasn't a mahadri b'fanach, but is that going to be okay? Ritva says yes.
He said before she didn't hear it?
Something like that. Something like that. The Ritva says it's only if the shliach's not around. What does it mean? Less than the shliach, the name Allah. What would be if the shliach is around? If you were the bezdin, okay, you be the bezdin, my friends. And a shliach comes and says, "Befanechto, fanechto," and the isha doesn't hear it, and he gives the get. What would you tell the shliach?
Say it again.
Say it again, so she can hear it. You're here. Do it again. Right. But what happens if the shliach's gone before we realize? And the isha says, "What was that thing that he said? Oh, come on! You didn't hear befanechto, fanechto, but now he's gone." What would you do? Says the Ritva. Let it go. Let it go.
And if she was deaf, it would be the same thing, no?
She's deaf, she can't.
Yeah. If there's any other reason why you can't do it, it sounds like lechatchila, we would like to add to the leiduk, to the medik dying. But if you can't, you can't. I guess part of it is that, because then the we can assume the shliach, he doesn't know that he's going to get away with not saying in front of her. So the shliach, when he imparts on his shlichus, is going to be meidak because he thinks he's going to have to say it in front of the isha. Maybe, I don't know. But why is the Ritva saying that it's not ma'akev? It seems like it's a hechrich, it's not ma'akev. I'll tell you what, there's a hechrich. What does a shliach do? Let's see how many of you learn Gittin. Toivi finished Gittin? Toivi, what does a shliach do if he gets sick? And he's not going to be able to get to his destination. He points another shliach, and what does he do? Says in front of the funenachtam. But is the isha there when he says in front of the funenachtam? No. So what do you see? It doesn't have to be only if it's possible. When it's possible, you say in front of the isha. When it's not possible, it's not possible. So then you don't say it in front of the isha.
This is not. So that case is not making it get going to place. It's not making it get chal. Those
Adim
need to now go in front of the
Ishan and Hanami. You're right. But my point is that, but what about the Medak Daik? What about you say the Shlech needs to be Medak Daik? They're not Medak Daik on the Lishma. They're just saying over what he said. So he, or the one who's coming to say B'fanech L'fanech, they're not going to say B'fanech L'fanech, they're just going to say he said B'fanech L'fanech. So, right, in a Hanami. So it's changed. It's not Makif. Right. Right. Well, the point is, Toivi, the point is that any time that there's extenuating circumstances, not makid. The Ritzvah's case is the shlech left already. He's gone. Now what are we going to do? If his shlech is still here, we'll taka make him say fanachta fanachtam, and we'll make the ishi hear it. Okay. Zok Rashi. Did we finish the Gemara? No. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Heilige Gemara. V'Rav Meir Mishum Deloy Amar Befonai Nechta Befonai Nechtam Yoytzi V'Avlad Mamzer. In Rav Meir L'Taime De Amar Rav Hamnuna Mishmei De'ula Oy Mohair Rav Meir Kol Mashana Mimatbe Shetobuchom Megitin Yoytzi V'Avlad Mamzer. The Gemara is shocked. Come on. Really? So Rabbi Isai, let's try to figure out. Is the Gemara's question from the fact that Omer is making Vlad Mamzer? Or is the Gemara's question from the fact that Omer says Yotze? Well, for sure, Vlad Mamzer is more, but is Yotze also a question, or is the question only from Vlad Mamzer? In other words, Rav Meir took this all the way to the max. He said, if an Isha marries with this get, she's going to have to get divorced, and if she doesn't get divorced, the child is a Mamzer.
Do we ever say that the child can be a Mamzer, but we don't make him get divorced?
No, you can never have the child a Mamzer, you don't have to make them get divorced, but you can make them get divorced and not have a Vlad Mamzer. It could be both. But my point is like this. Let's say someone would say Yet Tetze and not say Vlad Mamzer. I have a theoretical someone in my mind. I'm not telling you who yet. But let's say someone says Tetze and the Vlad's not a Mamzer. Would the Gemara also be up in arms? What? Tetze? Really? Or the Gemara's kash is only because Remeir took it to the max. Remeir said, Tetze from Vlad Mamzer. The Gemara says, what? Vlad Mamzer? Okay, Tetze, I can deal with. But Vlad Mamzer? Seriously? You're going to make a Vlad Mamzer? Do you realize what you're doing? Do you realize what you're doing here? You're making Vlad Mamzer? So is the Gemara's question really a double question? Remeir Tetze and Vlad Mamzer? Really? So is the question, and theoretically we would ask the kash from Tetze alone. Or no, the kasha is exclusively from Vlad Mamzer. But if we would have said Tetze, we would have been okay with that. Pinny, what do you say?
If she's going out, the kid's a Mamzer.
I'm going to create in my head a theoretical opinion that it could be Tetze and not the Vlad Mamzer. I have that opinion.
How?
I'm going to explain it to you. I give you my word. I will explain it to you. But in the meantime, let's say you have a theoretical opinion that it's Tetze and not Vlad Mamzer. Would the Gemara be up in arms?
No.
What? Right. So it's Tetze Darabanan.
So it's only Darabanan.
You're right, but the Mamzer is also only Mamzer Darabanan.
So then it's a Darabanan Darabanan.
But the Mamzer is also only Darabanan.
So it wouldn't be a problem. We wouldn't have to be so shocked.
But why are we shocked if the Mamzer is Darabanan?
Because you're saying that it's an Issa
Daraisa. No, it's Darabanan.
You're saying that the Tetze is Daraisa.
Nope.
If it's a Mamzer, then automatically,
we're making a Mamzer de Rabbanon.
So that's also shocking that Rabbanon are going to make somebody Mamzer.
It's not shocking that Rabbanon are going to make Tetze?
No, because Tetze
could. She's still has a life. So Binyamin says the kash is only from Mamzer. The kash is not from Tetze. She has a life. She have to leave this guy, okay? Go marry someone else. No biggie. But you're taking a child and you're forever branding him Mamzer. Darabonim, but Mamzer, which basically you ruin this kid's life. You're going to do that? So Binyamin says the kash is only from Mamzer. And you too. I have a raya that you're right, and I have a raya that you're wrong. We'll start with the raya that you're right. We will see in numerous Rishonim, I think, that according to the Chachomim, there's a Din Tetze. Even according to the Chachomim, there's a Din Tetze. What?
You never had it. You never get it.
You just said?
You never get it.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Right. Even according to the Chachomim, there's a Din Tetze. So hold on a second. If the Chachomim are saying Tetze, so why are you getting so worked up about our mayor? We're going to see a numerous Rishonim. Now, Pinny's got a big problem. What do you mean Tetze? Tetze and not Vlad Mamzer? How could you be Tetze and not Vlad Mamzer? We're going to get there. Okay. But if that's true, then why is the Gemara asking this question? Obviously because of Vlad Mamzer, not because of Tetze. Because who holds of Tetze? Even the Chachamim hold of Tetze! We're going to see a numerous Rishonim. So what's the Gemara's problem with Rameir? Vlad Mamzer. Great! That's Pinny's question. We're going to get there. How can you have Tetze and not Vlad Mamzer? That's what you mean? We'll get there. We'll see it. It's Mefurish and the Rishonim. But I have a diuk not like that in... We have a diuk in what?
So the diuk in the Braisa that there are one hold by Tetze and not... I mean, it's not Vlad Mamzer and Tetze. Because there are one that say, so Vlad not Mamzer, but they don't say not Tetze.
Very good. Moshe is saying very good. It's meduik in the Brice that way. The Chachamim Oimrim, Ein Avlad Mamzer. What does Ein Avlad Mamzer mean? Teitzer, just not Avlad Mamzer. They're dinging on one point. Remeir says, Teitzer Avlad Mamzer. Chachamim Ein Avlad Mamzer. Mashma, Teitzer. It's only Mashma, it's not Mefurish, because the Arishanim are going to argue on this too. But let's stick with that for a moment. My problem is Rashi. I have a diak in Rashi that the kasha is also from Teitzer. Let's see if anyone can get it. Oh, Rav Kamenetsky is mechavin. What's Rashi saying the kasha? Says Rashi, Mishum deloy amar la yoytzi bitmiya. This is the question. Here's the question. Mishum deloy amar la yoytzi. We have a kasha. What's the kasha? Mishum deloy amar la yoytzi. The kasha is from Teitzer. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, it sounds like the Gemara's question is from Vlad Mamzer. But Rashi stops after the word Yotzei and asks the Kasha. Yotzei Bitmiya. What does it sound like from Rashi? What's the Kasha from?
How is the Kasha though? Also in Teitzei.
What?
And then it comes out of
Kasha
also
from Teitzer. Why is that? Maybe Rashi argues. Maybe Rashi goes, Chum, don't say Teitzer. I don't know. We'll see. We'll get there. But I have a bigger problem. Because read the rest of Rashi.
Right. It's about
Mamzer. Rashi says, Bitmiya! V'get Kasheru! U'mefanam nechtam! U'mishum do amar have Vlad Mamzer! Oh boy. Is the kasha from Vlad Mamzer or the kasha from Teitzer? The Dibra Maschel of Rashi is mashed when the kasha is from Teitzer. But the Firax of Rashi, the Oisfir of Rashi, the end of Rashi is mashed kasha from Vlad Mamzer. So I would like Pini Shurkin to answer this question.
Say better.
Is the kasha from Teitzer or is the kasha from Vlad Mamzer?
They live off each other because they can't have a
Teitzer. They live off each other. This is Pini Shurkin's shita. This isn't Shayach to have a Teitzer and not a Vlad Mamzer. The kasha is really one kasha. Because once you tell me Teitzer, I know Vlad Mamzer. So Teitzer Bitmiya! Vlad Mamzer! You're telling me Teitzer, that means Vlad Mamzer! So it sounds like from Rashi. But I don't know that that's true.
Maybe Teitzer was saying this because she went against what?
Excellent. Yoni, we're gonna get to you. Rashi's saying Hainu Hach. You have to see if other Rishonim agree to that. Again, let's do this again, Rabbi Say. The Kasha of the Gemara is from Teitzer of Vlad Mamzer. We said from numerous Rishonim we have a Raya, the Kasha is from Vlad Mamzer. Why? Because they hold that even in the Chachamim hold Teitzer. So yes, Kasha on Rav Meir, it must be Kasha is from Vlad Mamzer. And it's also Meduik that way in the Brisa, says Moshe Siegelman, because the Gemara is, because what does Rav Meir argue about only on in a Vlad Mamzer? So Mashmi agrees to the Teitzer, just argues on that. The Kasha is in Rashi, because Rashi says Dibra Maschel Kasha is from the Teitzer. Sounds like Kasha is even from Teitzer. And then we have a bigger problem, Rashi, because then later on he says the Kasha is from Vlad Mamzer. So which is the Kasha from Teitzer or Vlad Mamzer? You could say both, but you could say even better. You could say it's not both. It's Hainu Hach. It's the Zelbe Kazach, because Rashi holds Teitzer meint Vlad Mamzer. Once you tell me Teitzer, flares go off. That means Vlad Mamzer.
Why though? Why? Because Teitzer the Vlad Mamzer.
Oh, that's what we have to figure out. That's what we got to figure out. No, the reason why Teitzer is Vlad is called Mashada. Now listen to what Rameir says. Listen to me. Rameir says, so the Yoitzi is also a chelik of the Kol
HaMashana. And the reason why you're called Mashana is therefore.
If the Yoitzi, then the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer.
No, they should be Yoitzi. If they don't, we're saying, lady, you better get out of this marriage. And if you don't, by the way, you're in big trouble.
That's a proof to Rashi.
That'll be a proof to Rashi. In other words, why does Rav Meir say Yoitzi Vlad Mamzer? Mish just say Vlad Mamzer. Because everyone agrees Yoitzi. It sounds like it's a chelik on the Kol HaMashana. That's what it would appear to be, but we'll have to see. Okay. It appears. We'll have to see.
It's an actual marriage.
No?
What's the next one?
It's telling if you hold the
right, Samaritan. Right. So we're gonna see Baal Terah Boisei. Baal Terah Boisei. Okay. Vazok Toisvis. Says Toisvis, Ketzad Yaseh. Now, you have to read the whole Tosfos in order to get what Tosfos is doing. Because if you just read Tosfos line by line, it gets tricky. Says Tosfos, Ketzad Yaseh, what should we do? Pirish, Ketzad Yaseh l'Rabbanon, Shetinase l'Chatchila. What should the Chacham do in order that we can, that the rabbis can tell her, okay, lady, you're free to marry. We want to, that she can go marry. Oy, Shim Niseis, or according to the Chachamim, what can you do that if she marries, she should not be Teitze? What is Tosfos saying? That according to the Chachamim, what happens if she gets married and we don't do this Ketzad Yaseh, she is Teitze. What do we see clear according to Tosfos? That even according to the Chachamim, Teitze. That's why the Chachamim only argue on Vlad Mamzer. Avov levlad ain't tarach takana. Dibeloi takana lo have mamzer. Dileslu kala mishane. Tosfos seems to say kala mishane is only relevant to mamzer. You can be teitze before a kala mishane. What we medayik in the Gemara seems to say. We talking to Yossi that kala mishane. When Rameir says it, and then he said something extra. He says kala mishane be'ach shnochon teitze yoytze vavlad mamzer. Shouldn't have said yoytze anyway. So, okay, it's just extra words, maybe, but in the meantime, what is Tosfos saying? He's saying, according to the Chacham, you need to do this in order that, first of all, we can tell you later, go ahead, get married. Or, if you did marry, we don't say, later, you got to get out of this marriage. But I see clearly, Pini, over here, that the Chacham are saying that you can taste Teitze, and if you're not Teitze, Vlad's not a Mamzer. We tell you get out, but if you don't, the Vlad's going to stay a Mamzer. That's what we see clearly in Tosfos. Now, it happens to be that the Rambam seems to argue on this Tosfos. Maybe it'll make some people happy. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin. And I'm sorry I didn't bring the other Rambam, I left you guys hanging, but sometimes the Maimonides are incomplete. Here's the Rambam. The Rambam, we gave it out, says, Shliach Shehevi Get B'chutz L'Aretz. V'nasnu lo beinoy leveino. Shliach that brings a get. And gives it beinoy leveino, oy shenasnu lo b'vnei shnayim. He doesn't say it. Take it back and give it. If he doesn't do it, Rambam leaves us very, very open-ended. What does pasul mean? Does pasul mean the Vlad's a mamzer? Does pasul mean teitze? Well, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, the Rambam sets up a klal because he doesn't want every time to have to say Teitze, Vlad Mamzer, this, that. Let's see if we have it in the back. Perek Yud Halacha Beis. It's probably not here. It's my guess. We'll see if we have it.
It is.
Oh, Givaldik. Says the Rambam. We have it in the back. It's Perek Yud Halacha Beis. V'chol makoim she'amarnu b'chibur zeh shehaget pasul. Every time you find in this sefer Yad HaChazaka, in this sefer Mishnah Torah, in this sefer Rambam, that whatever you want to call it, anywhere you have in this sefer the words get pasul, harei zeh pasul midivrei soifrim, pasul midrabanan, bilvad v'nifsul abominakunu midivrei Torah. She should not marry anyone because the get is pasul mi divrei soifrim, which means midrabanan. Ve'im niseis loy teitze. But if she marries, she does not have to leave. V'havlad kosher. So the Rambam seems to say that niseis loy teitze vlad kosher. So according to the Rambam, we have a machlokes extremes. Get to you in a second. According to Rav Meir, what's the din? Teitze vlad mamzer. According to the Chachamim, what's the din? Loy teitze and vlad kosher. They argue in extremes. According to Tosfos, we'll get to you in a second, Yossi. According to Tosfos, everyone agrees teitze. The machlokes is just the vlad mamzer.
Why would a person have to
What? Because he's living in sin.
Not that there is no difference if he takes it back and gets it back down or not.
He's living in sin. He's being over in Issa Darabanan. Wait, we're not telling him if he takes it, but he's over in Issa
Darabanan.
What?
I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
Well, I mean, first of all, it could be the Rambam is saying, do this before your mnisses. He says, I feel mnisses. You have to see what that feel mnisses, those words, I feel mnisses.
It's not extreme.
It could be according to the Rambam, the pshat is, they go together. The Rambam says, we don't have a bear called Tetze and the Vlad not being a mamzer. If you're Tetze, the Vlad's mamzer. If you're not Tetze, therefore, it's one machloikas. It's not extremes. This one goes this far, this one goes that one. The question is, are you going to make a Tetze? If you do that, you're going to end up Vlad mamzer. That's where the Rameir goes. The Chacham say, no, we're not doing it. We don't want to go there. Okay. Continues Tosfos and says Tosfos. Let's start again the Tosfos from the beginning because we have to see the flow of Tosfos. Ketzad yase pirish ketzad yase the rabbanon shetinase lechatchila or imnisus shelo teitzei. Aval levlad in tzorch takana dublot takana lo havei mamzer de lesli kol mashana. Now says Tosfos uli ab meyer ketzad yase koidem nisuin. Says Tosis Rameir also is using the Ketzad Yaseh. When the Gemara says Ketzad Yaseh, who is the Gemara suggesting this for? Only for the Chachamim or also for Rameir? Also for Rameir?
No.
Tosis says, Tosis Shita. He says, Ule Rameir Ketzad Yaseh is only Kaidam and Isuin. But says Tosis, Ketzad Yaseh is only going to work before you get married according to Rameir. Abela Acher Nisuin. Mistaber de Rameir ain't takone. So both Rameir and the Chachamim say Ketzad Yaseh, but there's a difference, says Tosfos. According to the Chachamim, you could do the Ketzad Yaseh before you make a move. In other words, you gave the get, you didn't say Farechtav and Echtav, you could do it now. Even after you made a move, if you married,